Hi there. Welcome back to Versus Parents. Here we are, another Saturday, yeah. Another episode with Liam, my son.
Yes.
Hello. How was your week?
It was decent. First week back at school after the break. I think it went pretty well. We have a lot of subs. I don't think we actually had a day this week where there wasn't a sub because a lot of the teachers are sick. But, you know, regardless, it was a good week.
Okay. Fine. And what's on tap for today?
Well, nothing much. Tomorrow I have a
tomorrow. It's what happens today.
Today, nothing happens.
The food festival.
The food festival that I am not going to go to.
Let's tell our listeners. So there's an international food festival at Liam's school. And I'm a foodie. I love trying new food, especially home cooked food. So I've been looking forward to this. Yeah,
however, the food won't really be home cooked. It's going to be bought from stores in international sections.
That's fine. But first of all, how do you know that?
Because nobody's going to be there or cooking food.
How do you know?
Because trust me.
Okay, well, we'll find out. But even if it's bought at an international
store. No, we're not going to find out.
So Liam doesn't want to go. So I said, okay, fine, I'll go. Oh, no, he doesn't want me to go either. So he doesn't know if it's more embarrassing if I go without him or if I go with him.
Equally bad, and that's why it's equally not going to happen.
So if it's equally bad, then why not just go with me? You can just feed all your friends.
That's not happening because none of my friends are going to be there.
That's fine. You just go with me. We go to different tables.
There's going to be maximum 10 people there.
That's fine. So it'll be 12 with us. And so we'll go. We'll taste a different food. And you know, Liam, I never embarrass you. Right? You can count on me. So it'll just be the two of us and a bunch of other people. And we'll try some food.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
And I don't know. So tell me, what's so embarrassing about being seen in public with me?
What's so embarrassing is that I don't want to do it. And it's
pointless. No, that's the outcome of it. What's so embarrassing about it?
What's so embarrassing is that you're embarrassing.
How?
Well, for one thing, your personality.
What's wrong with my personality?
It's just I can't have you around other people.
So what is it that I do with my personality? That's a problem.
I just don't. I don't think it's good.
What's wrong with it? Can you tell me? Share with the audience.
There's nothing specifically wrong with it except for the fact that you're my dad.
Mm-hmm. And you don't want me to wear my little cone hat that says Liam's dad?
Yeah.
My t-shirt that says Liam's dad? Mm-hmm. I won't wear it. I'll leave it at home.
Thank you.
I'll wear a cap.
Well, Liam.
Yeah, look. I'll wear jeans. I'll wear some boots. I'll wear a casual top. So, it'll seem very casual. It won't be like a Green Bay Packer football fan with the cheese hat.
I would rather you do that.
You want me to wear the cheese hat? I will.
Well, if you could name one person that plays in the Packers, I'd be fine with it.
Oh. All right, audience, I need your help here. I'm not a football fan, so I don't know.
Well, you're not a fan of anything, really.
Except for your basketball.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that.
Right?
Okay. Speaking of basketball, I can lead into what's going on tomorrow.
Okay, good.
Which is, I have my playoff game. Which consists of the semifinals and finals of my basketball league, which I've been playing for, you know, since, I don't know, what was our first game in? Probably December.
Okay, yeah.
And it was very fun. Me, my friends and I, we all got each other in our team, and we finished with a top four seed, making the playoffs. You know, it was a great experience because we are playing kids that are around high school, to be honest, which is my only concern. But, you know, I think we can make it.
Okay. Well, good luck tomorrow. I'll be there rooting for you.
Thank you.
It's great to make the playoffs.
Yes, it is.
You know, by the way, I finally remembered Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers. I mean, okay, all right.
Yes, we're going to the food festival.
All right, no. But you can wear your cheese head.
You said on the podcast.
I didn't say that.
You'll be okay with it.
That's not what I said at all. You can replay it because that's not what I said.
Folks, we're going to bring you a live report from the food festival. We'll record it and we'll play it next week.
Okay, well, that's not going to happen because I never said that you would go. I'm already doing my Russian homework today. I'm finishing it.
You are gonna do that.
I'd like some respect.
Oh, absolutely. You can walk ahead of me or behind me, whatever you want. Or we can just work next to each other.
Yeah,
it's up to
or
you.
We can't.
Whatever you
or
want.
Or we can't.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Anything else you want to say to our audience?
Not specifically. What about you?
We were watching an episode of Young Sheldon this week.
You were really watching it. I was on my phone.
Okay, but you said something actually that was really, I was really kind of touched by. Do you remember what you said?
I don't.
So this was a recent episode where Georgie's having a baby with, his sort of girlfriend, whatever, you know, the woman he dated. And her parents came in and her parents are played, but, you know, the characters are like, the mom is really sort of very...
Doesn't like Georgie,
and she's very high maintenance, like she's very particular. But the dad is more of a kind of a, I don't know, what would you describe it? Like a
chill, nonchalant.
Good, nonchalant, kind of good guy, right? Kind of friendly. And Liam said, do you remember what you said now?
He reminds me of you.
Yeah. And I was like, wow, in what way?
And looking back, I actually take that back.
But at the time.
I found him more reasonable than the mom.
Oh, so you didn't actually compare me to mama.
I did. I wasn't talking about my mom. I was just talking about how you're more reasonable than a lot of people.
Right, that I'm reasonable. And actually, I thought, you know what? That's especially for a parent of a teenager, that's a pretty good compliment. I'll take it. So thank you.
All right. Well, if you really are reasonable, we're not going to.
We'll see. There are limits. There are limits.
Yeah.
All right. So this has been another episode of Versus Parents. And we'll see you guys next time.
All right. See you next time.